August 26th marks a pivotal day in American history. On this day in 1920, the 19th Amendment was officially certified, guaranteeing women the constitutional right to vote. It capped generations of organizing, protests, and persistence, expanding who could claim a voice in American democracy. But history rarely ends with a single victory. 50 years later, on August 26, 1970, thousands of women across the United States joined the Women's Strike for Equality, organized by the National Organization for Women. Marking the suffrage anniversary, demonstrators called attention to unequal pay, limited educational opportunities, and the unfinished work of gender equality. It became the largest gender equality protest in U.S. history. The following year, Congresswoman Bella Abzug helped secure official recognition of August 26th as Women's Equality Day, ensuring the anniversary served as both a celebration and a call to action. The day's impact extends beyond women's rights. On August 26, 1981, Mary Morgan became the first openly lesbian judge in American history when she was appointed to the San Francisco Municipal Court. 5 years later, former NFL player Jerry Smith publicly disclosed that he had AIDS, becoming the first major professional athlete to voluntarily acknowledge such a diagnosis during a period marked by fear, stigma, and silence. Together, these August 26th milestones remind us that equality is an ongoing effort to broaden democracy and expand participation in civic life. For KMUW, this is Dr. Robin Henry.